Good morning. This is the KRLD Morning News with Mike Rogers and Alice Rios. I'm Scott Sams. Thank you for being with us this morning. A frightening scene at Fort Hood.
We have an active shooter on Fort Hood.
A shooting rampage that left four people dead, including the suspected gunman. KRLD's Emily Troop kicks off our team coverage live from Fort Hood. Emily?
We are set to learn this morning about the 16 people who were injured in this horrific shooting spree. Nine of those people are being treated at Scott and White Hospital in Temple. Three are in critical condition. The shooting spree, as you said, left three dead. The gunman took his own life. There seems to be a lot of questions about the gunman, who has been identified as Specialist Ivan Lopez. He served for a brief period in Iraq in 2011, reportedly as a truck driver. He had self-reported a brain injury. He was being treated for depression and undergoing diagnosis for PTSD. We do know that he was not living on the base. He lived nearby with his wife and at least one child. Investigators say that he had recently bought the gun used in the shooting. And the shooting took place over several locations on the base, and witnesses say that the gunman also shot from his car. There are a lot of questions about his motivation and how he got on the base with the gun. The Department of Defense is leading this investigation with help from the FBI, and the military is set to give an update today. Reporting live at Fort Hood, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A soldier wounded in the 2009 Fort Hood shooting reacts to this